Awesome Fishing Radio would like to thank our sponsors, Andy Thornell Company, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, Malibu Kayaks, Mudhole, Rolls Axle, and Coastal Angler Magazine.
And welcome to Awesome Fishing Radio. I'm here with Captain Blake Smith. How you doing, Blake?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. And I tell you, we're, you know, I'm not politically correct. I always call this the Frank Sargent Show, and you know every year. But we're here with Frank Sargent. We're at the Tampa Outdoor Show, is that?
Tampa Tribune Outdoors Expo and Boat Show.
Exactly.
And but I tell you, we're with the legendary Frank Sargent. And I mean legendary, I mean just about everybody knows you out there in the industry. And we've had the pleasure of having you on the boat before. It's kind of different because in the past, I would think Blake was probably 10 years old or something. I think last time me and you were on the boat with him.
It had to be about that. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
So now he's grown up and is a guide himself, and we're able to, he's actually helping with the radio and all. But Frank, tell me a little bit, I know you're still doing the writing for the Florida Sportsman magazine, correct? What else are you doing?
Well, I still do the Sunday Tribune. I also work for a magazine or a newspaper in Panama City and also in Huntsville, Alabama. And then recently I went back to work with Bassmaster. You know, my background originally, I originally started writing about bass fishing 40 years ago for Bassmaster. And my old friend Dave Precht is still the editor, director of publications now there. And they recently moved from Florida back up to Birmingham, Alabama, which is the area they were from to begin with. And so when he got back up there, he called me up and hired me back. So I'm writing for them every month now again. So retirement turned out not to be very retiring, I'm afraid.
What does your wife think about that?
Well, she likes it as long as I don't travel too much. I just got back from a week at the Classic, and then I came down here for a week. So that wasn't a good combination. But in general, I don't have to travel a great deal.
Well, I tell you, and far as up there, are you doing... I know you're doing some bass fishing probably still, and you're a long ways from saltwater, so I mean, but I know you get down here a little bit.
Well, yeah, I do. I come back every couple of months down here to collect story material and fish with all my old friends. And up there, one of my favorite things is to fish for the landlocked striped bass. You know, in Lewis Smith Lake, which is not too far from me up there, is just loaded with these big striped bass, 10, 15, sometimes 20 pounds. And those fish get down in that deep water. It's a deep, cool lake, and you can send a big jig down there about 40 feet and watch it on your depth finder, and you can actually see the fish go over and strike that jig and crank them up. And sometimes you sit right in one spot and catch a limit of six. It's amazing how good it can be.
I'll tell you, man, that sounds like a lot of fun, and yet you're still calling it work, right?
Oh, yeah. That's work where you get dinner included.
I tell you, I had a friend that he goes up to a lot of those lakes and areas up there, and he fishes these big old jigs, like we would fish grouper with, fishing for the stripers. And he brings me back some striper here and there, and it's definitely a good table fare.
It's very good, and the lure I found to be best is a 3-ounce tsunami. It's just a bigger version of the same tsunami I fished for years for snook and reds and trout in salt water. So those are good lures.
Well, anything in the future? You got something new, anything new coming up, any more books or anything? Are you working on any books or anything right now?
No, I'm not really working on any books. I'm working on a number of websites that other people own. I contribute to them, but it seems like the industry is kind of going in that direction. You know, it's kind of going away from the print magazines and the newspapers and into the electronic media. So I think that's where the future is going to lie in this business.
Exactly. That's why we got away from the AM dial and went over to strictly internet, because now we're totally worldwide, and you touch the homes a lot more in a lot of places that you never touched before when you were on the AM dial. So, yeah, I think the media is definitely going that direction.
Yeah, it's amazing the reach of the internet. You know, you get letters from people in England and China and all over the place when you publish something on there. And, of course, that's far outside the reach of a local radio station. So, interesting deal. It's really changed the way people communicate and the way people get their information.
Exactly. I know that when we've, we go out and fish with a lot of different captains now. Used to, we had to be in a studio. Then we went to a kitchen table, and now we've moved over to smaller electronic devices we can take on the boat and record right there, and it's just totally different. Do you have a question?
Absolutely not. I totally, for my age group, I do understand because we are the media age, and everything we have is smart or electronic or portable or anything. I mean, to grab even the paper copy of the Tampa Tribune, I use the internet. So, I mean, it's the matter of, we do everything for my age and for my generation, everything is electronic and everything is the age of the computer. So.
I think he's talking about us, Frank, is kind of from the Flintstone days, so the stone and the tablet and the chisel.
Well, I'm afraid that's true. And, every day I struggle with learning more new technology. And about the time I learn this one, I find out it's obsolete. So.
I've noticed that. It seems like about every 6 months that something different changes or switches, and they've been geared that way ever since they were probably what, 10, and they're in the school system. They were teaching them the electronics where we didn't have that.
My 6-year-old grandkids can show me stuff that on my cell phone that I had no idea was there. So it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it. You spending a little bit of time with us. We hope to get you back out on the boat. And next time, maybe we'll do a show out on the boat. So whenever you're coming to Florida, you need to call us and do something with us.
I'll make a point of that, and I just want to remind everybody we do this show the first weekend in March every year. So next year we'll be back here, and I hope to see everybody here.
Okay, next best thing to fishing.
Talking about fishing.
We'll see you later.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
How
See
far?
them?
How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
I can't see them. I'm not going to cast so I can
Steve,
see them.
Put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company, outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga grips and Calusa cast nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round, and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff head gear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999. AndyThornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you'll never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the springs. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com
or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com